Investment Flash.
Markets can't make up their mind right now, buddy. You've got healthcare stocks at nosebleed RSI levels, software names in the bargain bin, and gold miners acting like they just got a Reddit army behind them. It's messy, and I love it.
That's right, Tom. It's the weekend edition for June 14th, 2026. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald. And Gerald, I know you're eyeing those extremes with a healthy dose of skepticism.
And Gerald, your sell BlackRock call from yesterday? Still flat, but the bond doom loop narrative hasn't hit yet. I'm watching. Also, Marie, you flight the quantum ETF? Up 2%. That sector's got momentum.
Told you, Tom. Quantum's the next AI. But Gerald's sell call needs patience. The macro might take time.
Right, because when Goldman starts calling things defensive growth, I start counting the days until mean reversion. Good morning, both.
Hey, don't knock the defensive growth basket till you see the names, Gerald. Nvidia's still growing into 2027. J&J's got an $80 billion mergers and acquisitions chest. That's not just defense, that's offense with a shield.
Hold on, Tom. Defensive growth sounds like a marketing phrase for we're buying quality at any price. Samsara is called one of the most defensible growth assets in software, but it's flat year to date. That's a valuation story, not a momentum story.
Yeah, but it popped over 4% last session. The momentum's waking up. And BrightSpring's up 67% year to date on aging care services. That's a demographic tailwind, not a meme.
All right, but Ulta Beauty's 35% below its high, and they're saying buy the dip on margin concerns. That's a trust me, it'll get better call. Honestly, I'd rather just buy the S&P 500 ETF and watch Netflix.
Gerald, that's the most Gerald thing you've said all week. But J&J near its high with an 18.9 forward PE? That's not stretched. I see the blue chip logic.
Exactly. Goldman's essentially saying, in a choppy market, buy the names that won't implode. Nvidia at 16 times forward, that's cheap for AI dominance.
Cheap, until the cycle turns. But fair enough, the basket has its merits. Still, I'm more interested in the RSI screamer. Humana doubled since March, RSI above 70. That's a pullback waiting to happen. Overbought healthcare is like buying a gym membership in January. Everyone's doing it, but by February, they'll regret it.
That's actually accurate.
Gerald with the gym analogy. All right. Right. And KLA Corp surged 20% in a week. Tom, your semis are on fire, but that's overbought if I've ever seen it.
No, wait. KLA is tied to CapEx that's still accelerating. The fundamentals haven't changed. Overbought doesn't mean sell. It means the trend is strong. Remember when you called the top on ASML in April? It's up another 12% since.
Fair point. But Meta down 11% in June, oversold. That's a bounce candidate if the Fed even hints at a pivot this week.
And Adobe at 7.5 times forward earnings. That's absurd for a software giant, even with a CFO exit. That's a value trap or a gift, and I'm leaning gift.
See, Gerald's coming around on tech. I knew it. The RSI extremes are screaming for reversals, but you gotta pick your spots.
I'm not coming around. I'm just reading the numbers. But speaking of reversals, the gold miner meme is the most original take of the week. Miners swinging like meme stocks? That's a bug, not a feature.
I'm going to push back here. Yes, they're moving with retail, but gold's flat, so maybe it's just speculative froth that'll wash out. It doesn't invalidate miners as a long-term inflation hedge if you zoom out.
But if they're disconnecting from gold, then what's the point? You own miners to track gold with leverage. If it's just a meme, sell the miners ETF and buy physical gold.
Exactly. The trade is avoid GDX. The GDX was up nearly 3% last session on no gold move. That's not safe haven. That's a casino.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole story. I'm not saying it's a fluke, but if I see a Diamond Hands post about Newmont Mining, I'm out.
That might actually happen. That's a spicy trade, Marie. I like it. Meanwhile, the real meme is that SpaceX is minting millionaires and index inclusions coming. Passive buying on July 6th. That's free money.
Free money until the rebalance sell-off. But Anderson Group is a sneaky play. Wealth advisors are the real winners when 1,000 new billionaires need someone to manage their money.
Anderson Group up 55% year-to-date after an 8% pop last session. The question is that priced in? Baird says no.
SpaceX itself up 19% last session, still 9% below its IPO high. If you believe passive flows will push it back up, this is a no-brainer.
No-brainer? That sounds like my cue to ask about valuation.
Gerald, buddy, it's SpaceX. Valuation is a second-order concern when rockets land themselves.
I remember when we thought EV startups would make millionaires. Now it's rocket money.
All right, let's move to a different kind of nerd. Tabletop gaming. The FT piece on Games Workshop versus Hasbro is a lesson in business models.
Right. Games Workshop, that's a FTSE 250 name, has tripled investors' money, while Hasbro's stuck. The miniature painting hobby is eating traditional toys for breakfast. And as someone who's watched UK retailers, the Warhammer ecosystem is sticky. High margins, loyal fan base. Hasbro's trying to sell licensed board games that sit on shelves.
Honestly, the nerd economy shift is real. I mean, my cousin spends more on tiny plastic soldiers than I do on takeout. Games Workshop up 4.8% in a week. Buy the dip. Well, buy the no dip.
But Hasbro's got the IP. The brands, if they can pivot to digital and collectibles, maybe they catch up? 22% below its 52-week high, it's a value play?
Value trap, Marie. The stock's barely budged for a reason. I'd stick with GAW. London listed, but you can access it. By the way, Tom, your buy Volkswagen call from yesterday. Up 1%. Steady Eddie.
See, even old economy trades are working. The market's in a weird place where everything works if you pick quality. All right, Gerald with the London Edge. Now let's talk rates. ECB's Nagel says inflation stays high even if Iran war ends. Higher for longer is here to stay.
That's the European Central Bank, Tom. And he's right. The CLO ETF boom, floating rate debt that benefits from elevated rates, is the trade. JAAA is flat year to date, but holding value, while TLT is near lows.
Look, this pair trade is the cleanest expression of the week. Long JAAA, short TLT. You capture persistent inflation and retail yield chasing without getting into stock level extremes.
Agreed, and CLO ETFs are flooding in retail cash because they yield nicely without credit risk. Well, perceived low credit risk.
It's like buying a junk-rated bond fund and calling it safe because it floats. What could go wrong?
Fair enough.
That's brutal.
But if rates stay higher, TLT could break down further. The short side is compelling.
And yet, if the Fed pivots, TLT's 4% above its 52-week low could rally hard. That's the risk.
True. But the Asian currency weakness story adds to the higher-for-longer narrative. Weak yen, weak won, high oil prices. The U.S. oil fund is up 82% year-to-date. And last week's dip is an entry.
Energy crisis and AI-driven dollar demand are crushing Asian currencies. It's a loop. Weak currency, higher import costs, more inflation. Long oil makes sense, but it's a crowded trade.
What's absent in all this is the dollar index itself. DXY isn't making headlines, but a stronger dollar would compound everything. No one's talking about it.
Marie, that's a great point. A stronger dollar hits gold, hits emerging markets, hits multinational earnings. We need to watch that.
And the consumer credit slowdown, contrary to the maxed out credit card narrative, might reflect caution, not crisis. WSJ says lending growth is too slow,
That's a headwind for Discover Financial.
But slow lending growth could mean consumers are being responsible. That's not bad for the economy, just bad for credit card issuer revenue.
Yeah, but as an equity call, selling Discover makes sense if earnings disappoint. It's a sector call.
South Korea's MSCI moment, though. EWY up 93% year to date. But a developed market upgrade could bring massive passive flows. The reform story is real.
I'm all over that, Marie. Buy the dip, maybe a 0.5% pullback last session. If upgrade happens, you want to be in before.
Wait, Tom, you're recommending buying after a 93% year-to-date run? I mean, the upgrade potential is there, but the market's already hot. This could be a sell-the-news event.
Classic Tom momentum chase. But Marie's right. The KOSPI is one of the world's hottest. Inclusion might already be priced in.
Priced in? The government's reforms are on track, and MSCI inclusion triggers automatic buying from index funds. That's not fully priced until the announcement. Come on.
Fair point. But the risk is that the upgrade doesn't happen or gets delayed. And with Asian currencies under pressure, there's FX risk even if equities rise.
All right. Hedge the one then. But I'm still bullish on Korea.
Look, the day's narrative is a bipolar market. Overbought healthcare, oversold software, meme gold miners. Our view is mean reversion trades are setting up, but the fundamentals haven't flipped yet.
Right. And the pair trade in rates is the cleanest way to play it. But I'm watching that dollar. If DXY strengthens, it changes the calculus.
And no one's mentioning AI spending's impact on margins beyond the Magnificent Seven. Adobe's sell-off hints at a broader cost shift from software to energy.
That's a structural point. If AI CapEx means higher energy costs for all companies, margins compress. Not just for tech, but for everyone.
Right. And if energy costs rise, the whole re-rating of software multiples might be structural, not cyclical.
Which is why Goldman's defensive growth basket might actually work. It's not just defense. It's companies with pricing power.
Or it's the last bastion of hope before the trade war hits margins. Who knows?
All right. As always, none of this is investment advice. Just three friends who can't stop talking about markets.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify. Or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources. We're back Monday, London edition, at 7:30 a.m. London time. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Until then, keep your stop losses tight and your memes tighter.